We need Jesus. We need Him in our family, in our church, each individual, what we go through. Thank you, Pastor Eric. Father, we thank you. It's you that we need, that I need. I do nothing, Lord. No power, I'm powerless. No wisdom, I'm just a fool. But Father, we thank you. What a privilege. To be here, Lord Jesus. Just looking back, Father, where I come from, my beginnings, it was you all the way. We thank you for the breath of life that you've given us. We thank you for the light that you always show us our path to follow. And Lord, we thank you that we can gather together this morning because of breath of life that you've given us to come and hear your word and to learn from you this morning. And Father, I pray that you open our hearts, open our ears, that you're able to speak to us through your Spirit. Because we know, Father, that your word changes us. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your work that's among us. The families that are not here, Lord, lift them up to you. Wherever they are today, may your message, may your good news be extended. In Jesus' name. Amen. God is here with us. Amen. Believe it. Believe within your heart that He is with us. Is it with God? Give me a minute. I'm just so excited. But I just felt the love of God within me. I'm speechless. I'm here just because of His love. You are here because He has given you that love. And we need to embrace it. It's Him that giving you that heartbeat. We cannot do it. It's Him. Be thankful that we can come together and sit here in the presence of God with our friends, our families. That is God Himself. That is God. Praise the Lord. This morning I was sharing with Sunday school, and I want to continue in the areas of evangelism or mission or witnessing. But as Pastor Eric asked me, you know, if I can share in Sunday school, I say yes. Can you preach also? I said no. Then I went home, was convicted. I called Pastor and I said, yes, I will share. This morning I just want to share with us, continue from Sunday school. I want to encourage us also, if you can make it to Sunday school, please come. Come to Sunday school. It prepares our hearts, able to study together as a family the Word of God. I usually say to most of the Fijians, Mokila Morano Vakanyiko Vakadava. What I'm saying, we have to know how to feed ourselves. A lot of times we sit on a table with a lot of food, we just grab the food, praise the Lord. But spiritually, church, we must know how to feed ourselves spiritually. So I will not encourage you, go to Bible study. South, Central, and the North. Sunday class, come. Encourage yourself to Bible study. That's how we grow. We grow together as a family. Amen. The scripture that I want to go with us here this morning is taken from the book of the Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 16. So that we can preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. For we do not want to boast about work already done in another man's territory. The regions beyond. Can we all read this, please? In chapter 10, in this chapter, we see that Paul defends his ministry. There were people questioning his authority. And we know that majority of the Corinthian brothers and sisters, the believers, they were sided with Paul. However, minority continued to slander and saying, where does he get his authority from? He was bold in his letter. And he was also. But he had no authority in person. He was bold in his letter. But he had no authority in person. In this verse, we see that his response to this charge. And this is what he said. So that we can preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. For we do not want to boast about work already done in another man's territory. Church, what I want to share with us here this morning, the desire. Paul is sharing his heart. Paul is sharing his heart to the brothers and sisters. He gives the Corinthians, the believers, take a look. Take a look at my heart. He let them know what motivates him to keep on and pressing on and go on. He wanted to extend the borders. He wants to break new grounds for Jesus. Hallelujah. He longs to reach, to preach the gospel to the regions beyond. The question that we, as church, ask the question this morning, why did Paul want to go to the regions beyond? Why did Paul want to go to the regions beyond? Let's take Romans chapter 3, verse 10 and 23. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 to 23. Let me just read it to you. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. No one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. Their poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift of shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways. Verse 17, and their way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believes. And there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I asked us a question this morning. Why did Paul want to go beyond the regions? He was convinced of the lost condition of all people. That is why he placed no limits. Hallelujah. That's why he placed no limits on his responsibility for his mission. Praise the Lord. I want us, church, to see this man's desire. This is the same thing. If we were in the class this morning, it's the same desire that Jesus has, that no one should perish. To go beyond. He died for us on the cross of Calvary. No one should perish. I want us this morning, church, to see, to look at this man's desire of his heart. He felt responsible to reach the lost souls everywhere. Romans chapter 1, verse 14 and 16, he says, I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, first for the Jews, then for the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Paul was not ashamed of the gospel. Oh, Lord have mercy. He was not ashamed of the gospel. He wanted to go beyond the regions. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it's a message of Christ, the good news of the resurrection power. It was a message of salvation. It had life-changing power. Hallelujah. You are here because of the power of God. Changes your life and my life. Don't you want to proclaim it to the world? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It changes my life. It changes your life. I was down in the pit. I know all of us have heard about my testimony. Scared of hell. I know I was going to hell. But God did resurrect me. Gives me a new heart. He gives me a deep revelation of who he is. It's a message of salvation. It has life-changing power. It's for everyone. Church, again, you are here today because somebody shared the gospel with you. I'm here today because somebody prayed for me and somebody shared the gospel with me. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 and 15. How shall they call on him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach unless they have been sent? Church, this is the question that I just see the care in this man's heart. He cares and he questions us. We can see the driving force, the driving desire for this man was to reach the unreached. Can you see? I want us this morning to see, feel the desire. We must take the great message of salvation to others. How will your loved ones, your neighbors hear it unless someone tells them? Praise the Lord. So this morning, church, just like Paul, what is our driving desire? What the driving desire is in your life? What is driving you? I want us to take a look and see what God is telling this man through his word. I know there's a lot of things that are out there. Feel this man's heartbeat. His desire is to go and preach the gospel to the unreached. And God is calling us to take part in making his message known to our community. I was so blessed to hear what Auntie Diana was sharing with us in Bible study. And a lot of us have been doing a lot, praise the Lord, within the gifting that God has given you, even a testimony. Keep on doing it. Keep on sharing it. What can we do in our community? Think of one person who needs to hear the good news. And think of something that you can do to help him hear it. One year ago, we sent a container back to Fiji. All of us know that's a lot of stuff in there. But you know what, church? All those clothes that have been given, whatever that the church gives in that container, it helps people, help them hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. What you guys have given, maybe just something in your backyard is in there, but let me tell you, gospel has been preached through those little things that you've been given. Every person that comes, how these things been done? They see all these tools. It is one way to reach the gospel. And it's continuous. People start, keep on coming to the Lord. We buy one mixer. It's not that really big. It's a 3-quarter bag. So the community wanted to have a kitchen in the community. And their church wanted to extend. So they came and they asked, Zach, can we borrow, use the mixer? We did. I operated. But church, that machine has brought people to Christ. the fishing boat, not the fishing boat, but the small boat that Vela gave, remember? It brings people. People hear the gospel. All those little things, all those things have been given by the church. The money, whatever that the church gave, church, let me tell you something. People have heard the gospel. So do not underestimate those little things that you gave. We can do those little things so people can hear the gospel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why did Paul want to tell those in the regions beyond? What did Paul want to tell them? He longed to tell them about God's love for sinners. Romans chapter 5 verse 8, he says that, for God demonstrated his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Church, again, you're here today just because of God's love. He moved us from religion to relationship with him. Amen? That's God's love. Paul longed to give the lost people the gospel. His desire is to give them the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Corinthians, we see that Christ died for us, for our sins, according to the scriptures. This is what he's been telling them. Christ died and he buried, and he rose again, according to the scriptures. He rose again according to the scriptures. This is what Paul is keep on telling them. Like Paul, we ought to have that motivating passion. Hallelujah. To tell this good news to the sinners. Amen, church? Because we love them. Because Jesus loves them. That no one should perish. That is desire. You know, while I was preparing this message, and I was thinking of Pastor Eric and his family. We were talking about his dad during our prayer meeting on Saturday. And I was just so blessed. His brother was here last Sunday. Remember? Powerful, powerful evangelist. I'm just sitting there. I'm just so blessed to see his passion, to see his desire for the lost people. What an investment that their dad gave it to them. What an investment that their father, a missionary to Africa, invests in the brothers, their sons and their daughters. They know. He knows. If God forbid he's going to call him, he knows for sure that he's going to meet his children. That's why I said it's a great investment that this dad has ever had. And he's giving them that passion for the lost people. My last point this morning, where do the regions beyond begins? They just begin right at our front door. Amen. They just begin right there, outside the door. That's where allegiance begins. A church door. Paul wanted to go beyond any place he has never gone before. So, church, how far are you willing to go? How far are we willing to take the gospel? Are you willing to break out your comfort zone? Are we willing to have God increase in our mission? Are we willing to go beyond our regions? This morning, I just want to call up people. I know there's people here that have the desire to go out, to proclaim the message. Sometimes they do not know how to do it. I want to call you. Please come up. I'll call the elders, Pastor Eric. If you know within your heart that God has called you to mission, you want to renew the desire, come on, we pray for you. I'll ask Bethany, would you like to please sing that song again? Come up, do not feel ashamed. That is God's word speaking to you. That is the Holy Spirit. I know in this church, we are Bible First Mission. If God is speaking to you that you want to break new grounds for Jesus, if God is speaking to you to take on evangelism, Bible First Mission, come up. We pray for you. It's okay to come up, but God has laid in your heart. Can we all stand, please? Church, we want to pray for you. God has called us to be all witnesses of the gospel. We are a church that under orders. To go and preach the gospel. Come up. We'll pray for you. If there's any other prayers that you need, please come up. God is speaking to us as a church. God is calling you to mission. Come up. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord, that we can see, we can feel your heartbeat, Lord. We can feel your Father, your heart desire for the lost that are out there. Lord, help us. Motivate us. Give us strength and wisdom to reach for those lost souls. Lord, we thank you for what you've been doing in our church, Bible First Missions. We thank you for the mission that out there in Fiji and all over the places, Lord. Father, I pray that we be increased. In reaching to the lost. We thank you for the gift that you've given us. So we can extend your kingdom. Father, give us a willing heart. Give us a desire. For your people that doesn't know your word. Who doesn't know your truth. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Without you,
thank you, Lord. You're awesome in this place.
You're the one.
Father, we're not ashamed of the gospel. We know it changes our life. Give us strength, Lord. Yes. We need you, Lord. We need you.
Our one defense, you're our righteousness.
Yes.
Oh God, how we need.